This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 28. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht es super, danke. Und dir, Marc?
Mir geht's auch sehr gut. Ein frohes neues Jahr.
Ja, auch dir ein frohes neues Jahr. Bist du gut gerutscht?
Ja, ich bin sehr gut gerutscht, danke. Und du?
Ja, immer. Ja, in der Schweiz. Es war sehr schön.
Nice, nice, nice. I love this expression. So it's a rutschen, the verb rutschen. And it means kind of to slide into the new year.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we are in a new year. We are continuing our German experience with Coffee Break German. And it seems the right time to continue to talk about the subjunctive.
Yes, definitely. I mean, when is not the right time to speak about the subjunctive? Yeah. So today we're going to quickly look at what we already know. And then we will see a function of the subjunctive too that we haven't looked at.
Okay, before we get started, Andrea, hast du einen Neujahrvorsatz?
Also, Marc, ja, ich habe Neujahrsvorsätze. But from experience, I know I shouldn't divulge them because...
If you divulge them, they won't be completed, as it were.
Yeah, they won't be completed anyway, but but it's less embarrassing if I don't tell anyone
okay,
about them.
Fair enough, we will not ask you. We will not ask you.
Und du, Marc, hast du einen Neujahrsvorsatz?
Also, ich möchte weniger Kaffee trinken.
Ah, okay. Ich habe da einen Tipp.
Ach so, ja.
Du könntest am Morgen statt Kaffee Kräutertee trinken.
So in the morning, rather than coffee, I could have a herbal tea.
Ja, genau, ja.
Okay, ich werde versuchen.
Yeah. I see my advice has gone down really well with you.
I think we should get started with the lesson. Bist du bereit?
Ja, ich bin bereit.
Also, los geht's. You said there, you suggested something I could do using du könntest.
Ja, du könntest is a nice way of suggesting something, of giving you some advice.
And it's using the subjunctive, the same form.
That's right, yes, yes.
Okay.
So, and that's what we're looking at today. So, but quickly, let's look at what we know about this tense. What do you remember?
Well, I think... In terms of formation, we learned last time that to form it, we go to the preteritum or the imperfect and fiddle about with it to change something sometimes.
Yes. So what is it that we change?
Well, first of all, we've got slightly different endings. Mm-hmm. And then, for example, with some of the imperfects, if there was an O or an A or a U, sometimes we add an umlaut.
Yes, we see vowel changes in the imperfect tense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we keep this vowel that we know from the imperfect. For example, in schlafen, it's imperfect is ich schlief.
Schlief, yeah.
And in subjunctive two, it's ich schliefe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that vowel from the imperfect stays the same. But then occasionally we have verbs where the vowels change into the umlaut.
Mm-hmm.
Zum Beispiel können, ja, ist konnte,
mm-hmm.
aber dann in Subjunctive 2 it's könnte.
Könnte, yeah. So as you said there, du könntest Tee trinken oder...
Genau, Kräutertee.
Kräutertee,
trinken.
Ja.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Genau, but careful though, there are also... some modal verbs where we think, oh, here there could be a vowel, an umlaut,
mm-hmm.
but there isn't. For example, wollen.
Yeah, so that would be wollte.
Genau, so it's wollte in the imperfect and it's also wollte in the subjunctive too.
Okay. So in terms of usage, we learned last time that you can use it to express wishes.
That's correct.
If only something were the case.
Yes, and we saw some things that we might have never thought of as the use of the subjunctive to, like möchte.
Yeah, so ich möchte something, I would like that something be the case, if only something were the case.
Yes, möchte is an easy way to express wishes and something we've been doing from the start of our German learning journey,
mm-hmm.
We've been using möchte, and that is actually subjunctive too.
Okay. Now, today you mentioned that we are going to take this further, and I think you said give advice as a topic.
Yes. We often use the subjunctive too to give advice or make a suggestion because it softens the blow a bit.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah. You know, it is not you have to
mm-hmm.
or... I think you must do, but it's a bit softer.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I used with my very popular suggestion of replacing coffee with herbal tea in the morning, I said, du könntest.
Yeah. Okay. Du könntest. So it's just können, but in this form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Du könntest. So I have another example. Du könntest ja mal deine Schwester anrufen.
So, du könntest ja mal deine Schwester anrufen. You could phone your sister?
Genau.
What's the mal doing in there?
This mal is to, like these fillers do, they just reinforce a feeling we get for a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's the mal says, oh, it's not a big deal. Ja, du könntest ja mal deine Schwester anrufen.
Mm-hmm. So, you should just give your sister a ring. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It depends, but if I have a different intonation in this sentence, then mal would mean that it's really high time that you phoned your sister, yeah? Du könntest mal deine Schwester anrufen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep, that makes sense.
So it could be either or. Another use of a modal verb is with sollen,
mm-hmm.
yeah? The modal verb sollen, we don't use it so often, actually, because it's... it has a bit of a moralistic
right.
feel to it. But with sollte, it doesn't. It's more should.
Mm-hmm.
Ja? Zum Beispiel, ihr solltet etwas weniger Schokolade essen.
Right. You should eat less chocolate.
Genau. Ja? And this is less forceful than you mustn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So much chocolate. Ja, ihr solltet etwas weniger Schokolade essen.
Okay.
And then we have something which it's a bit funny.
Okay.
We're asking a question, but really we're making a suggestion. Ja? Möchtest du nicht etwas mehr Sport treiben?
So, would you not like to do some more sport?
Genau. So this is something where you want to suggest something, but you really don't want to barge in with your ideas too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, oh, you know, möchtest du nicht mal ein bisschen mehr Sport treiben? Möchtest du nicht Kräutertee trinken statt Kaffee?
So do you not fancy drinking some herbal tea rather than the coffee? Yeah, that kind of idea.
Genau. So here these könnte, sollte und möchte, these are modal verbs in the subjunctive too.
Okay.
But there is also another way how to use the subjunctive to and make a suggestion. And one is with würde
mm-hmm.
and the main verb. For example, ich würde das anders machen.
Ich würde das anders machen. So I would do the other thing.
Ich würde es anders machen. I would do it differently.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Yeah. So ich würde das anders machen. I would do this differently. And this is a tricky thing because this can go down really well because you're speaking from your point of view, or you could get the reaction, well, then do it. Yeah. So you need to judge the situation when to use this. But this is quite a simple way. Yeah. And someone would ask you, wie würdest du das machen? And then you could say, ich würde.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, we're translating it as would. I would do that differently, yeah.
Yes, yes. This is very close to what we would say in English.
Mm-hmm. And this idea, again, I'm sort of comparing this with other languages. I'm thinking of that would very much as a conditional, the same as it would be in French or Spanish or Italian. But here we're seeing it with this same function as a conditional, but it's actually a subjunctive.
That's correct. So, yeah, so for us, this tense is called Konjunktiv 2, and it has this function of a subjunctive or a conditional.
Okay.
And basically when I say, ich würde das anders machen, we could add something to the sentence. Ich würde das anders machen, wenn ich in dieser Situation wäre.
Right, so there you've got the wenn, if I were in that situation. Mm-hmm. And wäre, again, is a subjunctive, if I were in that situation.
Genau.
I like wäre because it's like if I were.
Yeah, genau. So now we can make the same, it's the same structure really of would do. It's just that the would do then goes into one verb in the subjunctive too. And I have another sentence for you, Mark, and I'm going to read it, and then I would like you to figure out what happens in this sentence.
Okay.
Ich ginge eher mit dem Schiff als mit dem Flugzeug.
Right. Okay, so in the preteritum, ich ging means I went. So I'm guessing we've got ging becoming a subjunctive here. And so it's got something to do with go, but not in a past sense. So eher is like instead or rather.
Yes.
So is this like saying I would rather go by ship than by plane?
That's correct.
So what you've done there is used the subjunctive, the subjunctive to, and then brought in eher.
Yes. So the verb gehen is in the subjunctive to express that this is not really happening, but that it would be happening or could be happening. Yeah. And then eher means rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is something I have to say. I use this. But you could also say, ich würde eher mit dem Schiff als mit dem Flugzeug gehen. That is maybe a more feasible way of expressing this. But people do sometimes use it. But it's so in Switzerland, we use the subjunctive to all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. We love it. But the Germans, my German friends have pointed it out to me that. You're really good with this subjunctive too thing. You're using it all the time. So I think it is completely acceptable to say, ich würde eher mit dem Schiff als mit dem Flugzeug gehen. In fact, I think it's what is more common.
Okay. Okay. So this is then using the subjunctive to or the Konjunktiv 2 for giving advice or making suggestions. And after the break, we're going to hear lots of suggestions in our, not a conversation this time, but it is a letter and a reply, basically.
Yes. So we have the Kummertante. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the agony aunt.
Right.
Yeah. And we receive a letter that to the Kummertante, and the Kummertante replies.
We can look forward to that after the break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, today we are looking at the subjunctive to and looking at ways in which we can use it to give advice. Andrea, we're going to listen to an exchange between two people.
Ja, die Kummertante.
Yeah, the agony aunt and
Waltraud.
Waltraud?
Yes, who writes the letter okay. to the agony aunt.
Let's have a listen.
Liebe Emma, ich heiße Waltraud, bin 41 Jahre alt und habe zwei Kinder, eine Tochter Melanie, 18, und einen Sohn Simon, 16. Ich habe große Schwierigkeiten mit meiner Tochter und möchte dich um deinen Rat fragen. Melanie hat einen neuen Freund, der mir gar nicht geheuer ist. Er ist etwas älter als sie und arbeitet in der Stadt. Würde sich Melanie doch nur in einen netten jungen Mann aus dem Dorf verlieben, so wie ich das damals gemacht habe. Mein Mann sagt, ich sollte mich nicht so aufregen, aber meine Freundin im Dorf sagt, sie würde es ihrer Tochter verbieten, mit ihm auszugehen. Er fährt auch Motorrad und ich habe ihr gesagt, sie sollte lieber den Bus in die Stadt nehmen. Aber sie will nicht hören. Ich habe Angst, dass sie mit den falschen Leuten rumhängt. Was soll ich tun? Liebe Grüße, Waltraud.
Liebe Waltraud, vielen Dank für deinen Brief. Ich würde nicht zu hart mit deiner Tochter und ihrem Freund ins Gericht gehen. Vielleicht könntest du das Gespräch sowohl mit deiner Tochter als auch dem jungen Mann suchen. Du könntest ihnen deine Ängste erklären und vorschlagen, dass sie öffentliche Verkehrsmittel anstelle eines Motorrads benutzen. Du solltest ihr wirklich nicht versuchen zu verbieten, ihren Freund zu sehen. An deiner Stelle würde ich den jungen Mann mal zum Abendessen bei euch zu Hause einladen. Dann lernst du ihn besser kennen und vielleicht ist er ja ganz nett. Möchtest du nicht verstehen, was deine Tochter so toll an ihm findet? Du solltest weniger deine Freundin im Dorf in solche Familienangelegenheiten mit einbeziehen. Sie kennt doch deine Tochter nicht so gut wie du. Ich wünsche dir und deiner Familie alles Gute. Liebe Grüße, Emma.
Okay, so, as ever, we're going to go through this in detail in our bonus episode. But let's talk a little about what is going on here, both in terms of the situation and the solution that is offered.
Yes, so this is a classic drama in a village. And it's Waltraud, who is 41 and has two children, a daughter who is 18 and a son who is 16. She is worried about her daughter, who has a new boyfriend.
That's right. He works in the city and he drives a motorbike. And this is not really impressive for Waltraud.
No, she says, das ist mir nicht geheuer. Mm-hmm. Nicht geheuer sein means that I don't feel good about this. I feel a bit uneasy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially because he is a bit older than her daughter.
Yeah.
And her husband has a bit a more relaxed approach to this.
That's right. He tells Waltraud, or he has told Waltraud, that she shouldn't get worked up. But if the village gossip is anything to go by, a friend from the village certainly suggested that if she were Waltraud, she would not let her daughter see this boy.
That's right, yeah. And Waltraud also asked her daughter to take the bus instead of getting on the motorbike, but she doesn't want to listen.
So this is why Waltraud has contacted the agony aunt, and the agony aunt then replies.
Emma thinks she should not be too hard on the daughter and her boyfriend, and she uses an expression, ich würde nicht zu hart mit deiner Tochter und ihrem Freund ins Gericht gehen. Ins Gericht gehen is to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mit jemandem hart ins Gericht gehen means is to you know, to come down hard on them.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Instead, she suggests that she should talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look and have a conversation with both of them about her fears, and then also suggest that they should take public transport instead of riding a motorbike.
Yeah, she also suggests that Waltraud should definitely not try and forbid her daughter to see the young man. In fact, she even suggests that that Waltraud invites the young man to dinner in order that she can get to know him better as well.
Yes. And that it could be interesting to see what her daughter likes about this young man. Yeah?
And there was one last piece of advice from the agony aunt, and that was about the general village gossips, uh-huh. I think.
So she thinks that she should not involve her friend from the village into any further family matters.
I think that's probably good advice.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, as I said, we're going to go through that in detail, go through the whole paragraph, or the whole passage rather, in our bonus episode, which we are just about to record. But before we do, let us consider time for Noch eine Kleinigkeit.
Today, we're looking at a saying about advice.
Mm-hmm.
The word for advice is Rat, der Rat. And the saying goes like this, guter Rat ist teuer.
So good advice is expensive.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, tell
so
us
So this
more.
Is what we say when we are in a difficult situation and we can't think of anything that would help us out of this situation. Then we say, yeah, guter Rat ist teuer.
Okay. So is this the kind of... it's actually funny. The word or the phrase that immediately comes to mind is in French. And the situation here, I would say, c'est pas évident.
Like, uh-huh.
There's not an
yes.
easy solution
yes.
to this. Is it that
yes,
kind of
that's
thing?
That's the kind of thing.
Right.
That we don't have an easy solution.
Uh-huh.
Then we say, oh, what shall we do? Phew, I don't know. Guter Rat ist teuer.
It's certainly not a walk in the park.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. So, guter Rat ist teuer. Of course, the rat that you're getting here from Coffee Break German is not teuer. It's in a free podcast.
That's
we,
correct.
We, of course, have
yes.
a premium version available if you want even better rat. But the advice that you're getting here is certainly freely given, and we hope that you're finding it useful and enjoying it. Also, that's it for this episode. We will be back soon with more Coffee Break German with episode 29. Are we continuing to talk about the subjunctive in 29?
Absolutely.
Sehr gut. In that case, we can look forward to that. And in the meantime, do check out all you need to know about Coffee Break German on coffeebreakgerman.com. Vielen Dank, Andrea.
Vielen Dank, Marc.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network.
Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.